Stand by for the Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Terry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I am so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's Terry Saul Show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. Today's special guest is a 17-year-old from this area, but you haven't been in the area for quite a while. Lauren Simpson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You always have a smile on your face whenever we chat.
You know? I'm a pretty smiley person.
Yeah, until after the interview, then you never smile. You just kind of usually walk away
from
me.
Then I'm like, too tired. Too early for me.
You know, I know you longer than you know that I know you. You know what I know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've known you since you were 3 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm turning 18 this year.
Are you really?
Yeah, 2021, same year graduation.
Well, see, you turn into a beautiful young lady, but I haven't aged at all, right?
No, you have not aged at all.
Thank you, good answer. You're joining us because we're going to chat about, you're going to be a senior this year?
Yes, I am.
Are they going to have school this year?
I'm in Beaverton School District. They sent out a district-wide email like a week ago saying you can either be an attendee at school or do online. So personally, I work better online, so I will be doing my senior year online.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I have two younger siblings. One's a seventh grader and one's going to be a sophomore in high school. And they work a little differently than I do, so I'm not sure if they're going to do online.
Now, your brother's a big-time basketball player, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He will definitely suffer if he does online.
Yeah, how do you play basketball online?
Yeah, true. I don't know.
Very carefully.
Yeah.
So you don't know whether you're going to go to school or not? Do you think you probably stay home?
Initially, I wanted to do my senior year online, so kind of having
Why is that?
Personally, I just work better by myself because I'm a very, like, easily distracted person.
Yeah.
So freshman year was not the best year for me.
your senior year is kind of your
My year?
Best year.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking
about
it.
You can get away with all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. I mean, I've gotten away with stuff all four
years.
Oh,
really? You want to tell us? There's no one looking, just you and me.
My attendance was not the best. Sophomore year when I got my license. That was definitely the year where I was like,
I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but, you know, your mom will probably be listening to this show.
Yeah, she knows.
So you would tell her I'm going to school, you jump in the car and take off and you didn't go to school?
Well, no, I'd go to school, but I'd make a stop at Dutch Bros or Starbucks before and be maybe 30 minutes late to my first class.
Well, that's okay. You bring the teacher
a coffee. Yeah, that was my go-to, yeah.
See, back when I went to school, we did donuts.
My teachers love donuts.
I always bring them a glazed twist. They loved it.
Yeah.
And then I can get away with whatever.
There's not a lot of donut places by my house
or
by my schools, but yeah.
Well, pick up some day-olds.
Yeah,
what
true.
Do they care? If you decide to go online for the first part of the year, and you decide, okay, I want to get back and see my friends and back on campus. Can you do that? Can you switch back and forth?
I can. So I'd like be doing online my first semester because high school's separated to two semesters. It looks like I'm going to for sure do my first semester online because I'm a cheerleader and we're not going to have a football season. Or a homecoming. We don't think so.
Really?
Because football and cheer were supposed to start training like a month ago. As of right now, it looks like we won't. Hopefully, I'll be able to have like a senior prom and graduation my second semester, which is where I'd like consider going back and being there every single day. But school starts so damn early, I cannot.
Yeah. Is there a senior prom? Is there somebody that you would... special that you
my
want?
Best friend Wyatt. I don't have a boyfriend now, so
no.
We'll see how senior year plays out.
Well, you know, your senior year, you're just starting out
party
in senior
time
year.
Yeah,
there you go. What do you want to do when you get out of school?
I'm actually this summer gonna go look at Montana State University and
why
Northern
Montana?
University of Arizona.
Why Montana? You know, Arizona's hot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I lived in New Zealand.
Don't count on your grandmother to come visit you in the summertime in Arizona.
I don't count on her in Arizona. Maybe Montana.
Maybe Montana. Why Montana?
It's a lot like Oregon, I've
heard.
Beautiful
country
Montana State is in a town. It's kind of like Sun River, which is outside of Bend here, which is like just beautiful nature, like everything, and that's kind of where I'm at my happiest, is like around like water and like just greenery, which is why I love Oregon. But I'm moving as a 16-year-old across the world has definitely made me want to go out, like travel more. So I think going out of state for college will be really nice and fun for me. I mean, I've grown up here since I was born. Now, so
you mentioned that you were from, you spent some time in New Zealand. We'll get into that here in a little bit later on here in this hour. Do you like being away from home?
Yes and no. Like, I'm the oldest of the three siblings that my parents had. And I usually am the one that has the most, like, freedom because I'm the oldest and I drive and everything. So when I left for New Zealand, like, it was obviously really emotional. I had a really hard time leaving, but as time went on, like, I got to, like, basically live on my own. You know, like, I got that freedom. And so I definitely love my family and miss them when I'm gone. But, like, in the end, like, I'm becoming, like...
Well, with social media the way it is now,
yeah,
I mean, you're in contact with
them every
day.
It was easy to, like, FaceTime and text and everything. Plus, I think if I go to college out of state, it'll encourage my family to come to Montana and they could see it because... They like to travel as well, so.
Have you been to Montana before?
I haven't. We're going in August just to look at the colleges, but no, I've never been to Montana.
I'm just curious as why you picked Montana rather than, I don't know, South Dakota is beautiful with Rapid City and the Black Hills there. And
I'm still, like, looking. I kind of want to go over to the East Coast, too, just because I have so much family over there and look at colleges over there, but that's a little far from my parents here. So I don't know. I'm pretty open to any college.
You've got an aunt that lives over on the East Coast, though, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of family that lives on the East Coast.
So you still have...
All of my grandma's family, my aunt. Yeah, my aunt Melinda lives over in Philadelphia.
Right. Well, now, let's talk about Arizona. You know, it gets hot.
Pennsylvania? Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I always get them mixed up. Well, it's like the peace state.
Just say East Coast.
Yeah, East Coast.
There you go.
They live on the East Coast.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to ask you for their address and go visit.
I know they live in, like, Squirrel something.
Squirrel what?
Squirrel Hill.
Squirrel Hill?
Yeah, it's like a Jewish community.
That's an actual city,
it's
Squirrel
It's like more
Hill?
Of like a neighborhood of Jews.
Okay. All right. So, why Arizona? Are you okay with heat?
I am. Yeah. I mean, I definitely love Oregon because we get every single season so, like, strongly. So I don't know if I'd be, like, great in Arizona because, it does not snow there. But I did live in New Zealand.
Once
so
every
I'm
120
used,
years.
Yeah. In the 4 years I'll be there for college, I don't think it would happen. But I don't know.
You're
going to
get down there and you're going to have a blizzard. You watch. You know, you're going to get all kinds of
snow
coming out. Making snowmen up there.
No, I'm just open to anything.
The heat
really
doesn't bother you then?
No, I really like the sun.
Yeah.
I got my dad's jeans. I do not tan. Yeah. I just burn. But I always joke with my parents now that since I lived in New Zealand, I'm like, I have New Zealand skin because everyone there is like Islander and they're just like so, they tan so easily. Yeah. And I was just like, you could definitely tell I was from America because I was just like the whitest person in the crowd anywhere. So,
you know, last September, your grandmother and grandfather and myself and my wife, what's her name? we went to, where did we go? Texas. And it was 104 when we got off the plane there.
Oh,
my
gosh.
And it didn't get any cooler at all.
Did your glasses just fog up?
They did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did fog up. And I remember one particular night, your grandmother and I were sitting outside, and we were watching this lightning and thunderstorm that was just incredible.
Oh, gosh.
But I don't, people have air conditioning down there. You'd have to have it.
Yeah, no, people in New Zealand, they call it aircon. They don't have it, or they would never use it. They would just open the windows. And I never understood because, like, you're letting the hot air come in.
Exactly.
So, like, okay.
So you decided, how did the New Zealand thing come about? You decided one day, hey, I think I want to go.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a funny
story. Halfway around the
world. Yeah, so I actually had a boyfriend for a while, and he cheated on me. But it's okay. We don't like him. It's totally
fine. Don't mention his name because then I'll have to go beat him up for you.
And I, like, wanted to leave. You know, just that teenage thing where you're like, I need to leave.
Well, go to Salinas, California or somewhere. It's not so far away.
So I know, right? So I was like looking at exchange student programs and I had found a program that you could go literally anywhere in the world. My first choice was to go to Spain Yeah, but I don't speak Spanish. So my mom was like, that might not be in your best intention. And so then I had applied to go to Ireland. I would have left in August, but I did not pass one of my science classes sophomore year.
Because you stopped for coffee on the
way
in.
Yes, exactly.
It came back at you.
It caught up to me.
It'll do it.
So I postponed that, and that gave me the chance to choose a different place to go to. Because I wanted to go somewhere in Oceania, because I'd never been to Australia or New Zealand. I didn't even know much about New Zealand when I chose it, but I had originally chose Australia, but I guess I was too old to go. I was 16, so I was like,
How would that be too old to go?
I don't know. I don't know who's sending their 13-year-olds to Australia by themselves for 6 months, but yeah, that's how I chose New Zealand, and I really did not know anything about New Zealand or...
Okay, are you aware it's like a long airplane ride across a lot of water?
Yeah, because I've been on two of them. It was a...
How long of a flight was that?
There, I flew down to San Francisco, which is like 1-2 hours.
Well, I could hold my breath on that flight.
Yeah, that was easy. And then it was 17 hours, like about 18 hours.
Serious?
To Auckland, New Zealand, which is where I was.
And it's got to be nonstop because there's nowhere to stop in that water.
Yeah, no, it was brutal. And I've never...
Really?
I've never been on like... such long of a plane where the you get like meals, and so when I got on there, I was like, this is so cool, like they give you food, and I was just like so happy. And then I ate it and then spent like 3 hours in the actually a flight attendant let me go upstairs to their rooms because I was so sick.
Really?
From eating it. So
you get on there, and after about maybe an hour or two into it, they give you a meal or something?
Yeah.
Are you watching movies too? Are there a bunch of movies?
Yeah, so my mom and I, or my mom and dad, my birthday's in February and I left in mid-January. So they had bought me a computer for my birthday just so I could take it with me.
Okay.
And I downloaded a lot of Netflix movies on there.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I watched every single movie that Netflix produced.
Really?
On that 18-hour flight. Yeah.
We're into watching Netflix now, the different series there.
Yeah.
We just got to watch one called The Ranch, and now we're watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
And that's like 17 seasons.
Yeah,
so
no,
we're
they
be
have
watching
some
that until,
long. There's a lot of shows that have like 20 seasons, and it's like, why did a show go for 20 seasons? At one point, the show is like, you're just trying to drag it along. But
so you get on the plane. Are you going by yourself?
No, so there is... 5 other people in America that were going to New Zealand with me. So they all flew to, I'm actually really close friends with a lot of them. One's actually going to Montana State. They all flew to San Francisco and we all got to meet each other. And then we all flew 18 hours to then become best friends to New Zealand where we were all
kind
about
of a
to
flight
live.
Was it? Was it a smooth flight? Was it a big flight? Was it bumpy?
It was pretty, it was fine. Like I have never seen an airplane that big in my entire life.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who's really obsessed with airplanes, so he was really happy to receive photos from the airplane I was on. But yeah, no, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty it was fine. The only thing I was like upset about was I was obviously really tired, and I had just left my mom and dad and my siblings.
How was that? How rough was that to say? Now, they didn't fly down to San Francisco with you then?
They had to say goodbye to me at PDX.
Okay. How rough was that?
It was, I'm just really close with my mom. I mean, I'm close with my dad, but like really, it's like saying goodbye to my mom was like really, really hard for me just because I haven't moved or like gone away without them being there. And then saying goodbye to my siblings is probably, I mean, saying goodbye to all my family and like even Nanny, like I was crying when I said bye to her. It was just hard, but like in the end, like I was going to see them again.
There
and I
go.
Saw them again. So it's like, I just had to remember that.
We need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest, 17-year-old Lauren Simpson. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. More in just a moment.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. We are talking with Lauren Simpson, who is going to be a senior this year. And when we were talking, you were just telling us about your trip to New Zealand, where you decided to go to school in New Zealand for a while.
Yes.
18-hour flight.
Yeah.
You get off the plane, you're exhausted. And what'd you do?
Did you already
have a place to stay, or do you have to look for someplace?
Yeah, so
how's that work?
I filled out an application for, it's considered, like, they're called homestays.
Okay.
So I went to Rangitoto College, which it's not a college. They just call high school college in New Zealand.
Rangitoto,
yeah. So it's called Rangi, but it's the full
name. What the hell kind of a name is that? Rangitoto.
It's a island.
Why do I picture a kangaroo somewhere?
Yeah, no, there wasn't any kangaroos. So that's where I did my exchange program.
Okay.
And they have homestays that go through the school. So like a homestay saw my application and like accepted me. I actually had two homestays, but I'll tell you.
So you're staying in somebody's home then? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So a family like took me in. I would, like a room and everything.
Kind of awkward? All of a sudden you show up at someone's house and go, hi, I'm now living in your house.
My first family was a little rough. They're
Why?
Were different than what I was used to as a family. So
they speak English there?
Yeah, they speak okay. English. They're very islander, so like they have a lot of words that are like Maori formed, which is their like island founder.
Okay.
He's like he came across and found New Zealand, and yeah. But they
were they a nice family? I mean, they have children of their own.
Yeah. Or? So they had a 22-year-old and then a 10-year-old. The 22-year-old was in college, so she was never home.
Okay.
And the 10-year-old was a professional swimmer, so he was also never home. He was traveling. So it was just kind of me and the mom wasn't like...
The friendliest?
Yeah. That'd be like a nice way to say that.
What do they get out of? Do they get paid out of that?
Yeah, so they get a very good proportion of the amount that my parents paid for me to do my exchange. Because they feed me. I take showers. I use their electricity.
Right,
like,
right.
It was a pretty good amount.
So for you to be an exchange student, your parents had to pay for that? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, there's different things. Like, if some families can't, like, afford all of the payment, then a lot of students can, like, apply for, like,
grants. Grant,
yeah. And, like, especially if you have a really high GPA, that'll help you. Or, like, driving records. Like, if you have a really good, clean driving record, that helps.
If you drive and get coffee for the teachers, that
yeah,
helps.
That yeah, that helps, too. Okay. Luckily, I love my parents so much. They've worked really hard to raise our family and have money for us. They were able to pay for it, which I thank them for. Every single day, it was an amazing opportunity.
So you're back down there. Did the woman fix meals? I mean, what kind of food do they cook?
Yeah. It was actually funny. The first day I got there, my host family, it was summer when I got there in January, but they took me to their beach house. I was so tired, but I had tried lamb.
Okay. Yeah.
I was not a fan.
Not a fan of lamb?
No, I will eat anything, but I was not a fan of it. So
yeah.
That was kind of, and then they don't have, you know, like Costco hot dogs, like.
Right, those
just
big ones?
Yeah, yeah, those, yeah, just yeah, those, yeah. Like, they're good, but they're not good for you.
Right.
They didn't have those there. they just had, like, very fancy sausages. And at one point, I was like, I just want a crappy hot dog. Like, I mean, there were some times where I was like, I'm so American. And
Do they have Burger King and McDonald's and Taco Bell? Do they have fast food places down there?
Yeah, I was surprised. They had Burger King and McDonald's. I didn't see a Taco Bell down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone jokes that New Zealand's about a century behind the rest of the world.
Okay.
just because they're so far. Like, they don't have many, like, restaurants and just in general. So when I saw, like, Burger King and McDonald's, I was like, McDonald's is actually like a fancy restaurant to them.
Really?
You know how it's like a drive-through, like, oh, let's stop and get McDonald's. Theirs is actually like sit-down, which I thought it was really cool, you know, just because I grew up in America where it's like drive-through. Theirs is like you actually go like nice and sit down and you're waited on. So
like a formal sit-down?
Yeah, like
really,
like a Red Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was interesting to me.
So you
stuff was very expensive.
Were you able to drive?
No. So they drive on the opposite side of the car and opposite side of the road. They're also
that's got to be confusing.
Yeah. No. When I got there, it made me like sick to my stomach because I was like, because I drive here, so I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But No, I didn't get to drive. Their legal driving age is 17 going to 18.
Okay.
But their legal drinking age is 16. So they're kind of swapped from us.
16 years old?
Yeah.
That's...
It was in my best intention.
Yeah.
Did I was 16 when I got there.
Let me ask you a question. You know, I'm going to go this direction. Did you check out some of the bars or something? Or
so...
Drinking establishment, we should say?
Yeah. So when
stay out of the bars.
I turned 17 in February, on February 25th. And that weekend, I went to Wellington. It was like an hour and a flight outside of Auckland, where all my friends, we all went to Wellington for a weekend and for one night, and that's where we went to like it was more like a club, like you could get like a drink or something, which was, it was kind of a cool moment for me just because, you know, our legal drinking age here is 21, so it was just kind of cool to be
so
like.
So did you take a selfie and send it to mom and go, look what I'm doing, and it's legal.
Mom got a lot of interesting drunk Lauren text messages while I was there. She was not.
Which explains why you're grounded right now. Yeah. When you got home, she saved that for you.
No, I'm not grounded, but I think the entire world's grounded on quarantine. But no, she knew I was like living, you know, like most like teenagers don't have the opportunity to do what I did. So she knows I was just trying to make the best of it.
How long were you there?
I was there from January to April 1st is the day I flew. I got on the last flight back to America.
Okay. We'll get into that in our next segment here. We need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. Terry Saul's show today is being brought to you by the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up with 17-year-old Lauren Simpson, who's now drinking down in New Zealand. And her mother would like to talk to her about that. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. Are you in the market for a new car? Well, if so, I encourage you to do what I do. Head down to Lule's Car Connection. Lule's has been selling quality vehicles for over 30 years. Lule's brokers any new vehicle selling within dealer invoice. But check this out. Lule's has financing with most major lenders and credit unions. So do what I do. Stop by Lule's Car Connection, located at 2055 Mission Street in Salem, and tell them Saltissimo sent you. Lule's Car Connection. We are back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and today we are talking with 17-year-old Lauren Simpson, who I've known since she was 3 months old. I held you. We were having brunch one day, and you spit up all over my shoulder.
Yeah, sounds like me as a baby.
The last time I ever wanted to hold you, you know?
Well.
So it's been a while. On our last segment, we were talking about you were an exchange student down in New Zealand.
Yes.
And you were down there for a few months.
Yeah.
What did you do for social down there? Did you go out with anybody?
There was about 200 other exchange students from around
that
the
many?
World. Yeah. So
really?
The school I attended was the biggest school in New Zealand and Australia.
Okay.
So they had a really big international program. And so, yeah, there was about 200 from all over the world. Any place you could think of, I met them, became friends with them.
Okay.
I actually moved home stays about halfway through my exchange. And I had moved.
Why did you do that?
I wasn't getting along well with my first host family just because there was no one else there except for the mom, and we weren't getting along very well.
Right.
So.
Plus, you didn't like her cooking.
Yeah, I did not like.
Did they give you cooking privileges if you wanted it?
I mean, yeah, like I would offer to cook. I would always help clean around the house,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Just to be polite. I never really cooked for my first homestay. It was more my second.
Who do you tell when you're not happy there?
I told the international department at my school, and they asked what other homestay I'd want to go to. So I had a friend, her name's Sophia. She's from Brazil. She lived in a house with, she had four little boys in the house, and I love kids. I mean, I grew up with younger siblings, so that was definitely, like, exciting for me. So I moved in with them. So Megan and Dave
did that
my
upset the your existing family?
They were kind of surprised. They weren't, like, super happy about it, but, like, I wasn't happy there, and, like...
So who told them? You or did...
The school did, yeah.
And how much notice did they give him?
A day. I packed my stuff up and then went the next day.
So you didn't have to continue living there for
a
week
knowing
that?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I'm leaving. But I think I handled it pretty well. You know, I've never been in that situation where I'm like moving homes. So it was definitely a lesson to learn just as a teenager.
All right. So you get into the new place. And what do they have there? They got mom and dad and...
Yeah. So Megan and Dave are the parents. They're amazing. I talk to them to this day. They have four little boys. One's 11, 9, 5, and 3. So,
they had a house full then.
Yeah. Their house was on the beach. It was beautiful. Sophia and I, there was like, they had like a basement. There was like three bedrooms, a kitchen, a bathroom, a TV living room. That's where we were.
In the basement?
Well, yeah, but like we were allowed to come upstairs.
Right,
like that's where
right.
our rooms were. So... We had some fun times where we would just like blast music and dance. It's really interesting to become friends with someone from a different country and such a different culture than I'm from.
Like, and where was she from?
Brazil.
Okay.
So
do you stay in contact with
her? Yeah, we're like really good friends still. Like we consider each other like sisters. It's so funny for me to hear their English just because it's very how they learn is very different than how I would have.
You're in house number two. What are you doing for entertainment? Did you go out?
So internationals especially, like there's a lot of parties that happen in general in New Zealand, but there's a lot of international
parties. You know, that's called college life.
Yeah, it was a fun life. But I think every single week, like Friday, Saturday night, there would be a party at like on the beach or at someone's house that is on, like everything was on the beach.
Right.
Which was just like mind blowing to me, you know, because our beaches here are not most beautiful, but.
Oh, they're spectacular up here.
They're cold.
That's what I was going to say.
They're freezing.
They're freezing
but,
cold.
It was super fun. Everyone would bring drinks and I.
Because you're of age now.
Yeah, I was of age. What it was interesting to me though is there was a lot of kids from Europe, like Italy and Germany, where they, in their culture, they like smoke cigarettes with their parents. To me, like, just because I grew up in America, smoking cigarettes was kind of gross. Just because my parents, like, raised me to be, like, smoking cigarettes is not, like, good for you and stuff.
Right,
so when
right.
I had realized, like, that's, like, a cultural thing, like, they do that with their parents and stuff, that was really interesting to me just because, like, I've never seen that before, you know? So that was something that I
did it in front of my mom one time. 16 years old. You know, when you're 16, you're a tough guy.
Yeah.
And she caught me smoking.
Yeah.
And she says, you want to smoke? I go, yeah. She goes, okay, come to the kitchen table and sit down. So I did. She says, have a cigarette. And I had one. When I was done, she goes, have another one. Okay. I had a second one. When I was done, she goes, have another one. But I don't really think I want another. She goes, have another one.
Oh, wow.
And I did about four of them. And when I was done, she goes, you want another one? I go, no. And I've never picked up one since then.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I just never did it.
I've never smoked a cigarette, but it was definitely a cultural thing for them, which was interesting. Just because, like, I feel like vaping is a huge thing in America for teenagers, so to see someone smoking a cigarette at, like, my age was just, like...
What kind of music do they listen to down there?
Same as here. Yeah. Like,
do you get American television shows, too?
No, they don't. So they usually have, like, they have, like, Netflix and stuff, but Netflix carries different stuff in different countries.
Okay.
So they had some shows, like, Friends, you know, like, the classics, but, like, other than, like, some of the ones that I'm, like, was watching when I went down there that didn't have. That was okay. Kind of.
How about wildlife? What did you see down there?
Oh, my gosh. Cockroaches.
Really?
So many of them.
See, here I thought you were going to tell me kangaroos or something like that.
There was nothing cool. There were cockroaches. There was nothing cool. There was no, like,
Barbara,
lizards,
couldn't you have
no
briefed
sharks.
Her a little bit? Cockroaches, that's it.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrible. I would wake up. My second house had so many. I love them, but, like, my second homestay. But the cockroaches.
You love what? The cockroaches?
No. Oh, my gosh, no. I would, like, everyone would know in the house if there was a bug in my room because I would scream and just, like, literally run out the house. Because they're, like, what? Like, they're huge. They are huge. I was, like, I'm not able to kill that. It's going to eat me. So that was, like, that was definitely, like, my face the fear in New Zealand. I did see some dolphins. I went, actually, some of my friends from Brazil and I, we went to an island a little outside of Auckland, which is where I lived. It was called Waiheke Island. So we took this really awesome boat there. It was kind of like, I'm trying to think of the name. Like, you know those little motorcycles that people ride, like, around Italy and stuff?
Like a moped.
Yes, they had those all over the island, and it was so cool. So we got to ride, like, we drove them. We saw dolphins. There was, like, a boat that was doing, like, whale watching dolphins, and we were driving past, like, the dock that goes to, and we got to see them. I was like, cool, I didn't have to pay $500 to see a dolphin. I just saw it. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Like, I've never seen a dolphin in my entire life. So that was cool. But then later that day, it started to rain, and we got lost on the island.
And then what did you do?
I called the New Zealand police.
Couldn't call your mom, could you?
No. Mom, can you come get me? No, I had to call the New Zealand officers just because we didn't know where we were.
Did you have the cell phones work down there? Did you take a phone with you?
Well, so I got a phone for Christmas.
Okay.
So I took that phone with me, and I took my old phone. So when I got down there, I put a New Zealand SIM card in one of the phones. So I was able to contact people in the country I was in. And then my parents talked. I have, like, T-Mobile. They gave me, like, 3 months of, like, coverage to the America. So I had, like, a phone where I could call, like, my family and stuff.
So how often were you calling home?
I tried the first 2-3 weeks. Was really hard for me.
Uh-huh.
I tried to not, I mean, like, I love my family, but I tried to not talk to them as much as I, like, normally would, just so I could be in the moment and, like, be there. But, the first 3 weeks were really, really hard for me. I really thought I was going to go back.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That was my next question. Did you get homesick at all?
Oh, yeah. Only the first 3 weeks about I was there. After that, like, once I made friends, I was, like, flying high. Like, I was, like, living the life. I was super happy. But, like, when I first got there.
Who cried more, your mom or you?
Definitely me. Definitely me. I cried, I think, like, 4 out of the 18 hours I was on that plane to Auckland. But it was just hard, you know,
to be
16 and, just leaving my parents. Like, I had known I was doing this exchange for about, like, 6 months. Leading up to the day I left, but, like, you can never prepare for that day where you're like, okay, bye, you know, so.
We'll be halfway around the world when we're done.
Yeah, I think even my mom and dad were like, this is, like, a really good opportunity for you, like, you're going to see what it's like to, like go to college, basically, you know, so that's, I mean, I'll be older when I go to college, but it was just, like, a learning experience for sure.
So what was, looking back at it now, what was the best part of it? What did you enjoy the most?
I think meeting just everyone. Like, I met hundreds and hundreds of different people. I also love their accent. Love the New Zealand accent. But yeah, no, I met so many people from, like, all around the world, all around New Zealand, like, just so many different types of people. And they all could tell I was American. So basically, as internationals, you'd be like, hi, like, I'm Lauren. What's your name? Where are you from? They'd all be like, are you from America? yes, I am.
Yeah, and you stayed in touch with a lot of them now, or just the ones?
Yeah,
from
we have, like, a huge group chat on WhatsApp. It's like an app that you can talk to people like across the country.
You have to be under 30 to know what that's all about. I wouldn't know what
that's about. So there's about like 200 of us in this group chat.
Really?
I have it on mute just because I'm not there in New Zealand. I'm actually supposed to still be there, but due to COVID, right. I had to come home.
What's the time difference?
They're a day ahead, but 6 hours behind us.
So you know who wins the lottery before we know, huh?
Yeah.
So you know the numbers that are being picked before we know, huh?
I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, let us know that. So they're a day ahead of you, but really just 6 hours?
They're a day ahead, but minus 6 hours. So, like, it's...
Okay, so they're 18 hours ahead of you.
I guess so, yeah. So, like, it's Friday for them, but it's probably, like they're still sleeping. It's middle of the night for them right now. So
when you would call home, you would have to wait until a certain time down there to call home because you didn't want to call in the middle of the night up here.
Well, actually, when I first went, it was only 3 hours, but then you guys, Oregon, bumped ahead an hour for, right. I forgot what it's called, and then New Zealand bumped back 2 hours.
So you were all over the place.
And then it just kept going, so then I was like, okay. But yeah, at one point, I was like up at 4 a.m. to talk to my parents at like 8
really?
For them.
All right, we need to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. Our guest today is Lauren Simpson, who just got back from New Zealand. She's 17 years old, and we'll be chatting with her when we come back in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
Back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We are back with our final few minutes. Today's guest has been 17-year-old Lauren Simpson, who just got back from New Zealand. She was down there as an exchange student. You had told me that you got lost down there and had to call the police. What did you say to them? It's not 911 down there, is it?
No, so... What I realized is if you dial 911, just because that's the emergency right. number I know, it actually pings the emergency hotline that of the country that you're in.
Okay.
So theirs is actually 111, but I didn't know that. So when I dialed 911, New Zealand officers answered.
What did you tell them?
I told them, like, hi, my name's Lauren. I'm from America, and I'm an exchange student.
Oh, no, we got another one.
Yeah, they're like, oh, go back to America then. no, they were, like, so sweet. Like, the police force there would, like, walk the streets, and, like, everyone just in New Zealand was so nice in general, but the officers and, like, the police force, they're just amazing people, like, super sweet.
Is there a lot
sweet.
Of crime there?
No. They've had one mass shooting in all of New Zealand's history.
Really?
In Christchurch. That happened about 3 years ago. Yeah.
And how far from New Zealand is Australia?
It's about a 3-hour flight.
Okay. And you
depending from what island of New Zealand
right.
you're coming from.
And you didn't go to Australia at
no,
all?
No. I was supposed to go on a trip in April during like spring break for us. And I was supposed to go down to the South Island and do like bungee jumping and then head over to Australia.
Right.
But due to COVID, I wasn't able to. So I will definitely be going back and trying to go on that trip.
Do you have any desires to go back to New Zealand?
Yeah. I think I'm going to try. Their borders are closed right now, obviously. I was actually going to go back to finish school once I got back here for about a month. I was like, I need to go back due to the borders being closed.
So were you able to hear of news in America down there?
Just through my parents my social accounts.
Okay. All of a sudden, this horrible thing called COVID-19 shows up, and you're down in New Zealand.
Yeah.
What happened?
Because I'm a minor, I'm not 18 yet, and my legal guardians are my mom and dad. I'm an American citizen. Once Donald Trump, our American president, closed the borders to America, I was issued as a American citizen to come back home.
Okay.
So, but my parents, they did fill out paperwork to keep me in New Zealand just because New Zealand at the time was safer to be in than America was, case numbers and death-wise.
Okay.
I stayed for about a week into COVID lockdown in New Zealand, I think you guys were in about like 3 or 4 weeks. You were about 2 weeks ahead of New Zealand,
okay,
just for COVID. And I couldn't sleep the entire week I was there. Like, I was so stressed because I was like, do I stay? Do I go home? Like, do I stay? Like, and so.
Is my family okay?
Yeah,
back at
yeah,
home?
Exactly. Sure. And so Sophia, my roommate, who's from Brazil, her parents issued her to go come back home to Brazil. So once she left, I was like, I should probably go too. Like, in the end, my exchange was over, basically, because I mean, I can't do anything
right
with COVID. I would just be like at home. So I decided, my mom and dad got me on the last flight from Auckland to America.
And from what I understand, that flight was just pure joy.
Oh, horrible. It was horrible. it was horrible.
Why?
What happened? Well, the flight was only 16 hours. Going back.
It's
something with the Earth. So I cannot tell you. I failed physics. But it was just really stressful because I had got the news from my parents that I was leaving. I had about 4 or 5 hours to pack three huge suits. Like, that, it was just so stressful. And then my school got me a shuttle, took me to the airport. And the guy basically just dropped me off in front of the airport. And it was just one of those, like, movie moments where I'm, like, I'm a 17-year-old teenager with three huge suitcases and only two arms and a backpack and a purse. And I was just, it was, like, one of those moments where you're, like, what am I doing with my life right now?
Yeah.
So, I cried a lot just because I was stressed and I had to wear a mask. And I'm a germaphobe, so COVID has not been my best friend. Just, like, being on the airplane made me, like, stressful because there's, like, metal and germs. And just airplanes aren't the cleanest, like, to begin with, not even without COVID. So
you flew from where to where coming home?
I flew from Auckland to San Francisco.
Okay.
I actually called my grandma when I arrived in San Francisco, because there was nobody in the airport at all.
Isn't San Francisco fun to land in? You think you're going right into the bay.
Water. Yeah. That's funny, because I actually was on the side where I saw it. It was a pain because I had to carry all my luggage and I had to go through customs. When I arrived in San Francisco, I was questioned just because I'm a minor. I was coming back from a different country, so like there was just questions. There was like about 30 minutes of questions where I just was like, do you want me to call my parents? Because like some of them I didn't know the answer to. Like I had my passport and everything. But
you get back into San Francisco, I'm so close, but yet you're still
so far.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
right,
it was
away
just horrible. Yeah.
How long was your layover in San Francisco?
6 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. It was brutal. I was so tired. And then when I arrived in PDX, my parents got there and I just started bawling because I hadn't seen them for like about four months. And I was just so tired. And then it was actually really funny. Obviously, we drive on the right side of the car. To me, it's the right side. You know, like they would drive on the other side. Yeah. I got really scared because my dad was driving home and I was like, you're on the wrong side of the road. And I started crying and my mom and dad were like laughing at me because I was just hysterical.
You cry a lot, don't you?
When I'm tired.
You were crying before this interview ever started, for crying out loud.
I was really tired. And then when I got home, my parents like took me up to my room to like shower and get ready for bed because I was just so tired.
Sure.
And I started crying because I was scared of how big my room was.
Really?
Because I lived in like a little dorm room, in New Zealand. I had like a twin size bed and my room was like a pretty good decent size. And I was just like crying because I was so scared of how big it was because I wasn't used to it. So there's just some moments of...
With our last minute or so we have left here, what did you take away from your trip down there?
So many things. So many lessons learned. So many...
What's the one main lesson that you learned, other than people drive on the wrong side of the street?
Like, be in the moment and, like, look around and look at how beautiful life is and how beautiful people are, and just don't take anything for granted. Because, like, I wish I was still there, could still be making memories, but I don't think I will ever forget the people or memories I made while I was there.
And you want to go back?
Oh, for sure.
You're going to take
back
that plane ride back? You're going to maybe... See, I'm waiting until they have a bridge built.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To Hawaii. They need a bridge to Hawaii.
I've said that all along.
I'm like, I will drive to Hawaii if there's a bridge.
Yeah, you and me both.
We should build it.
Is there any way that people can get in touch with you if they want to chat with you? Don't give a phone number out, but is there a...
Yeah, I have...
like Facebook page or something?
Yeah, I have like an Instagram, a Facebook, and like an email that I have. I created a website for my travels.
Really?
So my website is laureninnewzealand.com.
Stayed up all night thinking that one, huh? Well, you're on that plane for 18 hours. You have to think of something to do, right?
Yeah. And my email's on there, but my Instagram is lauren.simpson. If you want to DM me. Facebook is also connected with
How do you spell your
Instagram.
First name?
L-O-U-R-E-N.
It's not L-A, then it's L-O.
L-O. You can thank this one over here for my name.
All right. Hey, would you do me a favor? Will you come back again?
Yes, and, of course.
Come back when you get done with Montana and let me know how Montana is.
Okay? I will let you know how Montana is, for
All
sure.
Right. Lauren, thank you very much for coming in. And I always love chatting with you because you got full of stories.
Oh,
and you
so
pulled
many.
It off, and you did this entire hour without crying.
I'm crying inside. Oh,
okay, so am I. We are just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay Sundays at 6 p.m. right here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news. We'll see you next time. Take care and be safe.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.